when he was running for Louisiana State House, and he walked and knocked on doors and went to talk to the people who were supposed to be there, and guess what? They weren't there.
Oh.
Not only that, did he talk to people who weren't there? They talked to people who, like, you know, had eight people who were registered at that address, and no, they had two. Needless to say, the information was badly out of date, and this is in Jefferson Parish, so you can imagine what it's like in Orleans Parish.
Tell me about it.
So, and supposedly anybody can do this. You'd have to talk to the guy who Bill talked to, Dr. Doug McCollins, I want to say, something like that. But if you just go get rid of the dead and the imaginary vote, and you might have an actual idea how many people are actually really registered to vote in Orleans Parish. And I have a feeling it's nowhere near 300,000.
We also got get rid of the tax-paid $100 Walmart gift cards and Popeye's chicken dinners.
Well, if you can catch them doing that, then you have to have a district attorney or a state attorney general willing to prosecute those cases. Now, if you can give him the evidence, I have a feeling that Jeff Landry would be willing to do it, but you're probably going to have to give him the evidence wrapped up in a nice bow.
Yes.
Because I don't think he's going to send any AG investigators down into Orleans Parish to go check out the situation himself. And I don't think the local police chief is going to be too concerned about it.
No, I mean, that's his voters.
Yes. And the local DA, Jason Williams, investigate corruption?
Isn't he about to go on trial himself?
Supposedly. I don't know. I guess some year he'll go on trial.
Hold that thought, Matthew. We got to go to a break. Stay on the line, though.
All right.
Okay. We'll be right back. We have to go pay some bills.
Yeah, I hear that. Till it hurts. Taking all my money, and you want more. Misguided old you, with your pig-headed crew, with your narrow-minded cronies, who are fools of the first division. Death on two legs, you're tearing me apart.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner. Slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Welcome back, Patriots. Welcome back. Bills are paid. Get your bowl. Get some hot, spicy jambalaya. We still have Matthew from Metairie on the line. Still there, Matthew?
I am here.
Yes. Remember all these monuments that were removed? They were supposed to solve the crime problem in New Orleans, but apparently it added to the crime problem.
The thing is, don't ever recall them making that claim specifically. I think they were trying to tie it into like the monuments were causing low self-esteem, which caused people to commit crimes. But the eggheads who made that claim never really provided any studies, any evidence, anything to back up the claim that they made. They just made the claim, and the Mockingbird media, just like, ooh, they have college degrees. They must know what they're talking about. No, they're idiots. They're overeducated idiots. Just because you have a college degree doesn't mean you know anything.
The problem with a lot of people with college degrees from these four-year universities, like Ivy League schools and all that, they couldn't work with their hands if their life depended on it. Like simple plumbing.
Well, beneath them anyway. That's for the little people to do. So they wind up having to depend a great degree on people that they hold in great disdain for their everyday life. Think about that.
Yeah, I know. Especially in my business, I tell you what, my business is a blue-collar trade. Didn't go to college for it. I mean, I went to Votech, Delgado, to learn how to work on, do collision repair. But I tell you what, so education well worth it. At least I didn't have to take basket weaving 101 or whatever you want to call it, because I do have a four-year university degree too.
Interpretive dance.
Yeah, that's another one which you're required to take, and basket weaving and student development. This is crap courses. That's why half the people drop out of college after the first year, because they're in. If I had anything to do with this, college would be about learning your trade from the get-go, not these crap courses. I mean, your math and your sciences and your Englishes, which you should have learned in high school.
Well, there are some things that aren't necessarily connected to a trade that, would be you could learn at a college, like archaeology, history. Of course, with the history that they're teaching nowadays, I don't know if that's necessarily a history education or an indoctrination, but there are some things that you necessarily aren't going to find a job in the private sector doing. I don't know, if I studied the history of the oil industry, I don't think I would be hireable just because of that degree at any oil company in the United States.
You have a lot of wasteful degrees. And I mean, I notice a lot of the kids are in student loan debt of at least six figures with useless degrees. What are they doing when they get out of school? They're selling phone time.
Or if they're lucky, they're one of the elite few who can get a job at Starbucks where they don't have to worry about getting the jab.
Yes. Yes.
Starbucks, which dropped the vaccine mandate before, anybody thought a woke company like that would, but I guess
Starbucks dropped they dropped the vaccine mandate.
Yes.
No wonder why it's been cold lately. Wow.
Well, I don't think I would describe Louisiana as hell. It's more like heck.
Yeah.
Starbucks dropped the vaccine mandate. Totally.
They had to do something because their coffee tastes like crap and is overpriced. They had to do something to get people in their doors.
Well, they also had to do something because it's apparently there is a shortage of people willing to work at Starbucks, and they were afraid that had they stuck to their guns about this, they would have to be having to replace all of those people willing to work at Starbucks. So they figured, okay, this quietly goes away.
I got two nieces that work at Starbucks on LSU campus in Baton Rouge, and they're 110% Obama worshiping Democrats. They hate Trump. They think Obama's the best thing in the world since sliced bread. But now they're coming out in the real world. They're seeing the price, how much money they're spending on gasoline, fill their car up, and how much the groceries cost and all that. Everything they say, last year at this time gas was $1.25 a gallon. Now it's $3.25 a gallon. Okay. And who did you vote for? I voted for Biden. Why? Because Trump got me tweets.
Really?
I think I would rather a me tweet and $1.25 per gallon gas than a guy who's scatterbrained, who farts every time he's on, makes a speech. You know what I'm talking about?
And it's just there. Let's see. Also, let's not forget warmongering with Russia over the border of Ukraine. He wants to put the U.S. military on the border with Ukraine, but he doesn't want to put anything on the border of the United States. Okay, I think I'm starting to see this picture. It's America last.
Yes. He wants to protect Ukraine because his son, Hunter Crackpipe Biden, is on the board of a gas company, a natural gas company in the Ukraine. So the big guy is going to lose money if he fights the Ukraine. So, of course, he's going to protect the Ukraine.
Well, there's something I've been wondering about, because Burisma, and maybe you know better, maybe you know something I don't know, but isn't Burisma connected to the Russian? Aren't they connected to Gazprom?
I think you got a point right there. I'll have to do some more investigations.
Yeah, because if I remember, the old president of Ukraine, he was really tight with Vladimir Putin.
Yep.
He lost all that beachfront property in Crimea, which I'm sure pissed him off. But I'm trying to figure out exactly why this is our fight, and for the life of me, it just seems to me like Joe Biden may be actually dogging the wag. Normally that would be wag the dog.
Wagging the dog.
That right.
Tail wagging the dog, but he's dogging the... Yeah. I remember when they first... They called for unity among everybody. Unity of what?
Well, they had their fingers crossed. There'll be unity once they've eliminated their opposition.
You remember when Katie Couric, famous ex-NBC Today Show reporter and sexual desire of William Jefferson Clinton, the sexual healing president, she said,
all Trump supporters must be deprogrammed. She called for...
Yeah. And I remember AOC saying something to the effect of they have to get a list together.
Doesn't looking at AOC reminds me of looking at a donkey.
Hmm.
She got teeth like a donkey. Yeehaw!
Got the teeth. I don't know. That almost looks like an insult to donkeys.
You're right. Donkeys are a lot smarter than she is.
Smarter than that.
One of my friends, he has a little pet donkey.
He does.
Yes.
And he
got on her collar. I am not a Democrat.
Well, it sounds like the music's starting, so I will go.
Okay. Nice talking with you, Matthew from Metairie. Talk to you next time. Okay, guys. We have to go to break. We got some more bills to pay. Talk to you when you get back. You're listening to WGSO, where winning gets so outstanding.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on January 26th, it's Colin Davis and the Mad Dogs, and on February 2nd, Squirrel Nut Zippers. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at The Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
This is the Louisiana Radio Network. I'm David Grubb. The number of patients hospitalized with COVID has dropped. The Louisiana Health Department reports that 2,304 people are in hospital with COVID, a decrease of nearly 200 from last Friday. President of Ochsner Health, Warner Thomas, says 64% of patients with COVID are unvaccinated, with 30% having received two shots but no booster, and just 6% are boosted.
It's pretty obvious that if folks that are boosted have the best situation as far as avoiding hospitalization.
With the Saints missing out on the playoffs for the first time in five seasons, there are questions about what's next for the franchise, starting with the future of Coach Sean Payton. A report by the NFL Network states that Payton has not committed to returning to the black and gold, but Saints insider Mike Dettillier says his gut tells him that Payton will be back next season.
I've always believed Sean's not a lifer in this business. You listen to him talk, he's not a lifer. He's not going to be coaching when he's 70 years old. But I think he does coach the Saints in 2022.
Louisiana Radio Network.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Rob, age 22.
I got COVID in September of 2020, and a few weeks later,
I started to have long-term problems. I used to run 5 to 6 miles a day. Now, when I walk up a flight of stairs, I'm gasping for air. It feels like my brain is clouded and I can't think straight.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent long COVID. Learn more at voicesoflongcovid.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Southwest Louisiana Lake Charles is rebuilding stronger than ever, creating opportunities for you. If you're considering expanding your business or looking for a new career, check out Southwest Louisiana. Grit, determination, and strong, resilient people build strong business foundations. I'm George Swift of the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance, inviting you to go to alliancewla.org.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Peek into Brennan's, the Grand Dame restaurant on historic Royal Street in the French Quarter, to find The Roost, a quintessential and elegant southern bar overlooking a lush courtyard that welcomes all to partake in the merriment of New Orleans. The amusing aviary-inspired bar is home not only to the most progressive wine and food experience in New Orleans, but also an innovative cocktail program of traditional classics with distinctly relevant twists by the hand of lead bartender Lou Brow. Pop in and celebrate at Brennan's, Roost Bar at any hour of the day. Your Caribbean milk punch awaits.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Taxpayer expense. Long and lonely
interstate highway carried a football home. Welcome back. Welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jim Alliance. This is the Flaming Conservative on WGSO, where winning gets so outstanding. Talk line 504-556-9696. Before we go to my special guest for this week, I want to make a commitment. You got six retired Navy SEALs that are running for Congress as Republicans. That's what it takes. It takes true patriots to run for office. We don't need any career politicians. We need true patriots in office. That's how we're going to turn this country around. 504-556-9696. And we're waiting for our special guest for the week. Keep going. And also,
hello? Hi, is this John Schneider? I'm sorry, Mike Shepard. Okay, hang on.
Okay, I think we got him. Is he on the line? Okay, my guest this week is president of the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. May I introduce to the audience the Honorable Mike Shepard. Good evening, Mike. How you doing?
Good evening, John. I'm not sure I'm honorable, but okay, I'll take it.
Anyone that honors Louisiana music is honorable to me. Okay.
That's sort of the way I feel about it, too. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Tell the listeners how you got started in it. how long you've been involved in Louisiana music.
Well, I guess I can count 5 years old when I learned to play piano on my grandmother's piano. So that's the beginning. And I went forward. I learned saxophone, clarinet, marched in the junior high school band, did all that stuff. Got out of that phase and got into playing football. You can't march in the band and play football in the same game. Doesn't work.
Nope.
And I got into promoting when I was 16 at a teenage nightclub we opened in Baton Rouge called It's Boss A Go Go. And no, I didn't name it.
Okay.
And a year after that, I started what I consider big time promoting with our first show, which was my group, Eternity's Children, and The Animals. The biggest show ever at Independence Hall, Lakeshore Auditorium, whatever. And went through a bunch of shows, including Jimi Hendrix, including Creedence, and on and on and on. And I got past that. And somewhere around 2001, 2002, actually before that, I had a meeting with a guy who wanted me to help him start a Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. And I said, okay, I can do that. Be fun.
Was that Bernie Sires?
No. Bernie had nothing to do with any of this. It was a guy from Baton Rouge named Del Moon.
Name sounds familiar.
He was on BRZ. He was on, he wrote for newspapers and stuff, like Gregory.
Okay.
And Del started, he didn't make it real long in it. I was building two TV stations at the time, and Del said, well, man, I can't wait 3 months to start. I got to start it now. So he started it, didn't do well, and come 6-7 years later, I just said, Dill, I'm going to start this thing my way, okay? Are you in? He said, man, I don't know. It just sort of ruined me for a bit, and I don't know. I said, well, I'm going to do it. Do you want to be on my board? An advisory capacity. You're the only person I know has ever tried this. And so I'm going to be the second guinea pig. Might need some help from the first guinea pig.
Wow.
And Dylan and I are still friends. We still converse and everything. All good. So I've been doing the Hall of Fame for, hell, I don't know, 25, 23 years.
My uncle, you said you knew John Fred, right? Gourier?
John was my roommate for 3 years.
My uncle, when he was like 16 years old, 15, 16, he played on a couple of records by John Fred. I don't know if he played on Judy in the Disguise or not. Next time I talk to him, I will. But this
was
is back
from
in 60s.
Baton Rouge or what?
Lutcher. My uncle's name's John Mathern. And his
name sounds familiar.
And his friend, Goma Donier. His professional name is Carl Michaels. He's put out a couple of records under his first and middle name, Carl Michael.
I think I ran across him at one point.
Right.
He always reminds me of a guy I knew in Baton Rouge named Fenton.
They hung out in Baton Rouge a lot.
Didn't he do some things with Earl LaRue?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Remember the dance band Louisiana?
Yeah.
Gomer was in that band.
Okay. It's just Dornier always reminds me of Fenton, who was a singer in the 50s.
Yep.
did an album with Fenton one time. Not an album, but several cuts on an album he did.
So, and you also did some work with LaRue, right?
Yeah. It was something odd, like he did something that they had already started. He and a couple of guys finished it and changed a little bit. I think that was when, in a stage where Leon was not quite to studio in the country and recording the big album, the first album.
Right.
It was somewhere right before that.
I remember when LaRue first came out, the one with New Orleans Ladies. And the third album, they went totally hard rock.
Yeah, that's because they had a singer who could sing up there, Fergie Frederickson.
No, Jeff Pollard was singing the hard stuff, too.
Well, Jeff could sing pretty good, but when they changed to Fergie, there was the album called All Fired Up, I think.
Yes.
And that was actually bigger than New Orleans Ladies as far as the songs.
Oh, yeah.
Man, and they were getting into MTV, that stuff.
We used to play some of them songs in our own bands. Jerry's gone. She don't need you.
Yep. And Fergie can get up there and sing, too. When he inducted him in 2009, I think it was, at the Voice of the Woodlands, Fergie came as a special guest from the induction.
Right.
And sang with him that day.
And unfortunately, he is deceased, right?
Yes. Fergie passed.
What killed him?
I don't think I ever heard the exact cause or what it was theorized to be, but Fergie left us, yeah. It's a shame. He was a great talent.
Oh, God, yes.
I remember when they would play outside some gigs in Hammond and Mandeville on an outside stage. They were tremendous back then.
Oh, yes.
Fergie and his stylish gym shorts and his high-rise blonde hair.
Yeah. They can't give a free concert at Nichols when he first joined the band. No one believed that was LaRue. They said, that's a harder version of LaRue. I said, yeah, you don't have Jeff Pollard anymore. You got a different new singer.
Well, you know the story with Jeff, huh?
Yeah, he got involved in the church.
He always was. And he just decided that what he really wanted to do was sing for Jesus.
Yep.
Last picture I saw of him, he was in Florida, and he was wearing a black, virtually lapel-less suit, ultra straightforward, ultra straight, and his hair was long and gray, white.
Wow.
He looked like half of American Gothic.
But he's a straight-up guy.
Oh, he is. Just a great guy, and he wrote great songs.
But, we got to go to a break. And hang on for a minute, Mike. We're going to get you on the last segment.
I'm right here.
All right. You're listening to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO. We'll be back. We got to go pay some bills. Back with our guest, Mike Shepherd.
Thank you. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Patriots. Holy and patriotic Jambalaya. To call the show, talk lines 504-556-9696. Email is flamingconservative@wgso.com. We still have in the last segment Mike Shepherd, president of Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I'm still here. I was thinking about some. You were talking about John Fred. Did you realize that the first inductee of the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame was John Fred?
Now that you mention it, yes.
Because I'd made Fred a promise when he was down there in New Orleans in the hospital. And he subsequently never left the hospital. And I promised Fred that, you know, whenever I did this, he would be the first inductee. And I made that happen in Mandeville. That's the show I did in Mandeville with Walter Reed.
Okay. You mean the DA Walter Reed?
The multi-term DA Walter Reed.
I didn't know he was a musician.
He was an angel, sort of. He was an angel for me.
Okay.
And he was doing one of his annual fundraisers for his multiple terms as DA.
Okay.
And funny you mentioned Bernie, because Bernie had worked himself into Walter's office. and told Walter a lot of things. And Walter's son, Stephen, called me one day. He says, Mike, can you meet me at the Pilot in Hammond? Yeah, that's sort of halfway. Somebody at the Pilot in Hammond, he showed me the papers Bernie had given him, and they were semi-irregular, let's just say it nicely, okay?
Okay.
And Walter subsequently said, look, can you get me Jimmy Clapton? I said, yeah, he lives two blocks from me growing up. He says, you give me Jimmy Clapton, find me some other acts, and you got it. I said, what's your budget? You got it. Okay. I think he made probably $350,000 off that fundraiser.
That's good.
It was a great show. It had Willie T, the piano player from New Orleans, Frogman, the Dixie Cups.
Speaking of Dixie Cups, one of the singers just passed away too.
Yeah. And Irma.
She's amazing. 80 years old and she's still going.
Irma's great.
And still looks very youthful for her age too.
Yes, she does. But when I went to get her to sign the contract, she was living in Gonzales at that time. The storm had wiped her out.
Yep.
And I drove up to this place and went, okay, it's a little almost ticky-tacky houses. It wasn't big, but it wasn't little. They were all the same, and they didn't have a lick of grass on any of them. It was all fresh dirt. And I walked up the door, and Irma met me at the door and said, hey, baby. And she was in a pair of pedal pushers and a do-rag. She said, I was getting ready to pull the weeds. And I looked down, and I saw one dandelion by the front door. I said, allow me. And I reached down, pulled it up by its roots, and said, where do you want to put this? She said, well, I guess I got time to let you in and talk now. Okay.
She's an amazing woman.
Oh, she is. And I had her at a birthday, I think, one time in Baton Rouge.
Yep.
And a little female DJ came up to her and said, Miss Thomas, can you give me some ideas of what I can say to the crowd when I bring you on? She says, no, honey, that's your gig. Wing it. And we were walking up to the steps of the stage at that point, and she's walking off. I was walking her up, and the female DJ walked down. She said, Miss Thomas, I wung it.
All right.
Irma laughed her butt off. It was funny. And did you get a chance to look at the book?
I didn't take a look at it yet, but I've been jammed up with a lot of personal stuff. I'm trying to get my house straight and all this, trying to get a business going, but I'm going to definitely look at the book.
Well, because it's like 550 pages and 230 graphics panels, and several of those are actually full page. Like I just passed by the Jimi Hendrix poster.
Wow.
I brought Jimmy to Baton Rouge and two other towns also. But
didn't you also bring Jimmy Page to Baton Rouge too before pre-Zeppelin?
He was in Baton Rouge. I didn't do that. It was something else he was working on. But I brought Jimi Hendrix July 30th, and that must have been When was the year he died? 67 or 68? 68.
Jimmy Hendrix died in 70.
Okay.
Time is almost up. Unfortunately, we got to go. But I got a few more seconds.
Okay.
But I'm gonna read that book, and I will still be. I'm gonna be in contact with you on a regular basis. I will have you back on this show.
Anytime you want to talk about that or music or whatever, I'm game.
Okay, Mike Shepard, president of Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. Nice having you on the show. Okay.
Thank you, John.
All right, Patriots, got to go. Be back here, same bat time, same bat channel next week. Good night.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, aka the Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is working with his administration to lower prices for American families. He opened a cabinet meeting Monday by saying, without proof,